Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's your approach this year, Chris? Same as always, or is it a little different based on last year?
Just next kick. I know it got to be better than last year, but I'm not even paying attention to last year. You know, I'm focused on next kick. I'm focused on next Tuesday as my next team period. Just kind of go day by day, kick by kick.
Congrats on the engagement, by the way.
Appreciate it.
Do you have to, when you self-assess, I'm sure every player self-assesses what they did last year, how they improved. What do you think you need to do to improve? Is it a mental thing? Is it a technique thing or what?
Oh, it's a little bit of everything. And you just got to get back to the basics. And that's why, you know, being here at OTAs, you know, for everybody is so important. This is where you kind of like build that base work to lead you into the season. And by the season, it just becomes muscle memory. What's up?
I was going to say, how much did injuries affect what happened last
year? I'm not going to talk about injuries. That's nothing to be, you know, even mentioned or brought up. I mean, I'm out there to do a job, and I didn't do that job to the best of my abilities, and that's all it comes down to.
You said your approach. Is it different than last year? Will you do anything differently this year?
No, I'm going to stick to what I did the last, you know, going into my fourth year here. It didn't work last year, but I'm not just going to scratch everything. I'm here to do a job, and I'm going to focus on that job and the next kick.
Do you have an appreciation for what went wrong and why last year?
Yeah, I got appreciation for everything. You know, just still being here is a blessing, and, you know, just being in this sport and in this industry is a blessing in general. And, you know, as long as they'll have me here, I'm just going to keep kicking and swinging.
Is there something you had to fix, and has that been taken care of?
Yeah, everything's on the way up, and we're just here to build a good foundation.
Did you figure out why it happened last year?
I'm not going to go into details. I mean, that's not something that's ever going to be shared. I had some long meetings with a lot of people and just kind of getting to the bottom of everything and, you know, really, like I said, trying to have a nice base foundation going into camp and going into the season.
Was this video at all to compare to 2 years ago?
Say that again?
Did you use video at all to compare with everything?
Yeah, I use, you know, every year we look at the years past, what I do different compared to what I did last year, compared to what I did my first game here. You know, there's little things here and there, but, I mean, we just got to make it go through the pipes.
What's the confidence level right now, Chris?
Confidence is good. I'm hitting the ball really well, and, you know, I'm going to continue to do that.
And do you feel like you're in a position where you still have to convince them?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got to convince them. You know, we're here. We're day-to-day, week-to-week, game-to-game. You know, no one's locked in. And so I'm just here. As long as they'll have me, I'm here for the next practice, the next kick, and that's all I'm focusing on.
Did you determine that it was a mechanical thing, or was it more between the years?
It's a little bit of everything. It's not one or the other. I mean, kicking is mental and physical and everything that you do.
They've talked about bringing, you know, competition into you this year. Mm-hmm. But have you always had somebody else in a training camp? Do you feel this is any...
Yeah, we've always had somebody, and I just approach it the same way. I mean, no matter who's out here, it's me versus me. It's not me versus anybody. And as long as I can, you know, conquer that, I should be pretty good.
Did you switch up your off-season routine at all?
No. I kind of just, as soon as the season's over, I went back home and trained. That's it.
If you look at that fixing process off the field during this offseason, was did you do anything different away from football? Did you take any steps to try to get right in those areas?
No, I mean, I just kind of went home and decompressed a little bit and kind of let everything sit in and, you know, just kind of went from there. I didn't really do anything special. I didn't go to this place or that place. I just kind of just took it day by day.
Did you work any more with Sean?
No, I haven't. I just got back for OTAs, and, you know, he's a pretty busy guy playing all this hockey and his girls and everything. So, I mean, I reach out to him now and then, but I'm not going to be a guy to bother him.
Chris, a lot of games the last 2 years came down to kicks. I mean, I know there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens before the last couple of minutes. But do you expect that to be the case again this season where it's going to be 3, 4, 5 games where it's make or miss, win or lose?
Personally, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I didn't make them last year, but I made them, you know, every other year. So, I mean, if it comes down to it, I'm there. But, I mean, I don't get too caught up on they used me this year, they didn't. I mean, I'm here to make kicks and whenever it is, first quarter, fourth quarter, overtime. And, you know, that's all I'm here for.
If you look at some of the greatest kickers of all time, if you look through their career numbers, some of them had what you would consider a down year for what they did normally.
Mm-hmm.
is it a natural thing that, you know, when you build up that kind of cachet, as it were, or something like that, that maybe you miss a few and it becomes outside the norm and people look at you differently?
Yes or no, but again, I'm not going to seek comfort and look at that and be like, oh, everything's fine with me, I'm going to be okay. I mean, I have to, you know, really get after it this off season like I have been, and, you know, show up here ready to kick and compete and just kind of take it from here on out. I'm not looking at any other kickers in their ears. It's just kind of, you know, what am I going to do to be better from here on out?
Chris, did you get a lot of suggestions from fans along the way?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to comment on that.
Did you get any offers? Like Jeff Reed was publicly saying he wanted to work with you. Did you ever
hear
from him?
No, nothing at all.
Chris, Danny took some criticism too. What's been your experience working with him?
I mean, Danny's not the one out there kicking and punting and tackling. I mean, he can only do so much, and, you know, he does a hell of a job with what he does. It just comes down to us playing on the field. So Danny taking a lot of heat is not personally okay with me, because I should take all that heat without him talking about, you know, what he's doing wrong to me or Jordan or tackling, or, you know, we're all one group and we have to stay one group. And I mean, Danny's not out on the field tackling and doing all this stuff. So
have you noticed your teammates interact any differently with you, or maybe try to give you more support after some of the
No, I mean, everyone's pretty much the same. I mean, we all go through something and we're just here and play football, and that's what I'm going to do.
What did that kick in New Orleans do for you?
When that what?
The kick in New Orleans that you made.
Oh, it was a big kick. You know, just obviously for me personally at that time. But, I mean, every kick is a big kick. I'm here kick to kick. I'm not here, you know, guaranteed anything. So, I mean, each kick I make a kick is a big kick to me.
That turned out to be your last game. You said you didn't want to talk about injuries. So was there something that happened in that game, or was it before? What, you know, kind of?
That is exactly talking about injuries.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, thanks.
Good. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.